How's everybody today?
Good.
Come over, I'll see you in a minute. Oh boy, we got a whole bunch more here yet. Time for the balcony people to come down. It's good to see you today. Celebrating something? You celebrating Easter at your home? Anybody get up and look at baskets? Eggs or candy? You a couple of, just want to ask you a couple of questions here and talk about a couple of things, then I'm going to let you go to the other things that you're going to be doing this morning. This may sound like kind of a sad question, but I don't quite mean it that way, although have any of you ever had a pet that you lost sometime? Yeah, I'm sure you have. I have two. Dog, fish, yeah. That's kind of sad, isn't it? But probably sometimes after it happens, you still think about that pet a little bit and how much fun you had with it and how much happiness it brought into your life. Did you do that? Did you do that too? Maybe it made losing a pet a little easier if that happened.
Yeah. Because my fish, we didn't wash one rock, we just clean
out. That's what you got to do sometimes. Yeah. Well, then another thing that happened to me kind of this was along quite a while ago. I had an uncle who was a very special person in my life. I've talked to him with some other people about it before. I had an uncle who was a very special person in my life. He died about 20 years ago, but when I was a real little kid, about 5-6 years old, he taught me about baseball. He taught me about how the game of baseball was played, what all the plays meant. He took me to games and everything like that, and even after I lost him, I still think about that, especially this time of the year when the baseball season starts. It still kind of feels like he's around, you know? Now, I can't look at him and talk to him, you know, like I'm talking to you. Shake my hand. Okay? And I can't touch him the way I can shake your hand here, because he's not there for that. But it still feels like he's around when I watch another baseball season start. When I'm watching a game that I want to talk with him about, sometimes it feels like he's kind of watching the game with me, and that's how it seems like he's still with me in some way. And I don't know this for sure. But I got a feeling that's the way it was with the followers of Jesus a couple thousand years ago. After he had been died and put to death, they probably still felt like in some way he was still around with them, talking to them, trying to teach them the things he wanted to teach them about how we should love one another, care about one another, take care of each other, and take care of our world. I think they felt that he was still around so much that they wanted to keep it going and have his teachings spread. And that's why we still know about him. And that's part of what we're thinking about and talking about on this Sunday. So I thank you very much for being with me. I have to give you the instructions. Okay. If you're in the sixth grade, you're going to go to your room where you usually meet. If you are in preschool, you will go to the room where you usually meet. And everybody else gets to go up to the auditorium where your teachers have planned a little party for you.